Chet Chaim is mentioned when he mentions the Rambam. Many chidushim in Chet Chaim. And the Oyma Bezed in a Rashi Shamitcho, the Mayim Nisu Amayim Shebishikis, the Oyim Chubor Limayo, the Tiris, the Psila Miyam Rabon, Vine Ayim the Rambam before Ches Aloch Ches, Shekosa Vizeli Sheni, Gimu Gumi Shebenachar, Hatachteno Velieno Shel Chofso, Vemtsoi Shalmem, Vishetef Shel Shomim Eva Besechanacha, Afalpi, and the Zeichlin, Afalpi Shun Nichnas Lesechon, Vietzim Sechon, Ein Zeyrof. Shein Hamayim Anisholim Avin Elim Kinom. So the Rambam does say that in the Mikveh Zeichlin is not Ma'ariv, but Reb Chaim himself mentions the distinction between Chibur and Diruf. So why does Reb Chaim assume that the Shittas Rambam is like the Marit? Maybe the Shittas Rambam is like the Rash and the Rosh. But so Hashoket with Mafki Ashuvim is okay, but here but here it's a question of being Mi'arif, the Tachteino and the Lieno and the Mtsois, so you have to resort to Yiruf. So Zeichlin is not Mi'arif, but how do we know that the Rambam Shite is like the Marit? Still, Reb Chaim takes it for granted that the Rambam Shite is like the Marit. Okay, I mentioned in all the Chidushim that Reb Chaim mentions. Number one, that when the Rambam says, Shein Hamayim Anisholim Me'arvin, so it doesn't mean only Me'arvin, not even Mechaber. Namely, it cannot be effect Ashoki, and Ashoki doesn't depend upon Yiruv. That's a machlokes between the Rash and the Rosh on one hand, and the Marit on the other hand. So in other words, so one chiddush by Reb Chaim that the Rambam Shit is like the Marit, even though most Rishonim agree with the shite of the Rash and the Rosh, not the Marit. That's a chiddush. Meichet is, if the Rambam had said it, fine. But the Rosh and the Rambam on the contrary is, Shiramayim Anisholim Me'arvi, and Reb Chaim points out the basic distinction between Chibur and Yiruv. Meichet is, we should come to that conclusion that the Rambam shite is like the Marit. Yes.
Didn't we say the distinction between Chibur and Yiruv is between 20 and 20 and 20 and 40? That 20 and 40 we only have to have it in Chibur? 20 and 40, then we only need it in Chibur.
Yes.
So here, the Rambam is talking about the case of 20 and 40. The middle Tumah had 40 and the upper one had 20, and still the Rambam said it's not a Chibur. So
I said that in Rav Natan, in Git.
Mm-hmm, right.
Not all the Rishonim agree with it. Rav Natan does Rav Natan Shite. The Rishonim on that. I said it in Rav Natan, but anyway, I don't know what the Rambam Shite is. The Loshna Rambam is Shinamayim Anisholim Mi'arvi. He doesn't say Mechaber. I'm not saying that it's not so. Why couldn't the Rambam agree with the Shita of the Marit? But it's not Muchach. All right, and I'm just pointing it out. So that's one Chiddush by Reb Chaim. The second big Chiddush by Reb Chaim is that even though the Mishneh doesn't mention Dafkei Sheikis Klicheres, the Mishneh says Mayim Sheivir Adara Sheikis. Shake is that, and the Rambam doesn't mention Shake is Klicharas. Still, Reb Chaim says he limits it only to Shake is Klicharas. That's even a bigger Chiddush. The other Chiddush is not a Pele, but this is a bigger Chiddush. He's putting in something in the Rosh. Usually, a Shake is the Shake is 11. That's the usual Shake is, not
Chas.
Shake is 11. Imak. That's not Nikavotun. But in the case of Sheikish 11, according to Reb Chaim, then you could be Teveil, even inside the Sheikis. So he mentioned such a big finish. Okay, Mira. So that's the second biggest finish. And then he explains, and his first kasha was, why does the Rambam say, Mayon Shemim of Yeitzim v'nim shochem nisich ha-Sheikis, v'hakein Yeitzim na-Sheikis v'nischol. Why nischol? So he says, no, Dafke Nischol. Because if it's not Nischolim, there is no problem. You could be Teveil inside the Sheikis too. and they say the third big finish. The Yom Shaman Dovakasa. I mean, the no occasion mentions it. This the third. I had so much trouble with that Rabchaim. Anyway, so he says no. Only Inachna. If the Sheikh is in the Sheikh Shalavan, so then there is no problem. Then you could be Tevel inside the Sheikh's too. Yes?
Yes.
But since the Sheikh is the Sheikh Shalcheres, it's Mikabotume, and the Rambam Paschus like Rabbi Yisi, that it has to be Avos Yaldi Tume, Aldi Tare, and if as a medium you use something that is Mikabotume, so then it's mafkia the denial. So as a result of the water entering the Sheikhs, the denial is poka. The denial is poka. But, so it's like Mishnah Beis, or Fevira al Gabi Keli, or al Gabi Safso. But there is a difference. In Mishnah Beis, the Rabbi Yisi says, Hareyu Kimikre. In other words, the denial is poka. But you can be tevil when it goes outside. Here the Mishnah says, you cannot be tevil, not only the denial is poka, but the mikre is also poka. So Rav Chaim combines that. That's why the Rambam says, v'nischol. If it wouldn't be nischolim, then you could be tevil outside. You could be tevil outside. But since it's nischolim, and the Rambam sheet says, kino gumish v'necho, hatachteinu vel yinu shal chofso, v'mtsoi shalmen, v'shetef shal mikshamu v'yivrisech ha'nachal, ach otishu nichnas l'seichon, v'yitzi nisechon, in z'iruv, she'amayla nischolim arvin, and you see, and the Rambam means not only Shamayim Nischol Me'arvin, not even Mechabal. So Memele, there is no Chibur. So there can't be any Ashok. In other words, the Rambam Shita is like the Marit, not like the Rash and the Rosh. It's, I had great difficulty. Now the Chaznish is massive on this Rabchaim. He's massive on many Rabchaims. But here, he mentions so many asoris.
What's the kashi now?
One second.
You say you have difficulty.
Right, a difficulty because Pashtus Haloshon of Sheikhs is a Sheikhs 11, not a Sheikhs Alcharas. That's one difficulty. The second difficulty is why does Rav Chaim assume that when the Rambam says, Ma'im Nisholim Avin, that he even means Mechavon? He only says Me'avin. In Arvin, but maybe in Mechabon, yes. That's a machlekes between the Rash and the Rosh and the Marit. What's the hechrech that the Rambam Shite is like the Marit? When the Rambam doesn't say it, on the contrary, if you want to be medayik in the Roshim, you would say, on the contrary, that the Rambam Shite is like the Rash and the Rosh, and the Rambam only says, there is no Iruf. There is a question of using the Yeno and the Tachteno. For Mikvois, even though each one is only Chofso, so there we have to resort to Yeruv. There is no Yeruv but Chibur Mikvois. That's my kashas. Now, in regard to the to Reb Chaim's kasha and the Loshna Rambam, why does the Rambam say, Mayon Shemim of Yeitzin, Vinim Shochem Misech HaSheikes, Vahakein Yeitzin in HaSheikes in Yisholim, why Dafkin Yisholim? So the Chazni says, Nischolim here doesn't mean Nischolim Amish. It's to be understood in the sense of Sheitri. Well, this is usually Nischolim means Nischolim. I don't think that this is a real Asogamata. True, sometimes you can use the Rosh Nischolim in the sense of passing over. That's what the Chazni said. Tes halacha tes. The nischolim. How the nischolim? Hanek me v'sheitri.
What does nischolim mean?
Passes over. That's not nischolim in the sense of zechlim, but it just passed over.
It didn't go in.
No. It passed. That's right. Because of v'yishan alon v'shon nischolim kan horoy al mitzius. That's the task. But that's not a real asog. Usually nischolim is zechlim when it's flowing water like a mile, not just Mimicry can also pass over something, but it doesn't pass over, you know, with swiftness, you know. So, usually Nischol means Nischol, that it passes with great swiftness, you know. So that's no Asof. But then, so why does the Rambam say, that Nischol? So I think another pshat. Now, let's see the Mishneh. Let's see Mishneh Gimel. We're not going over Mishneh Gimel. Perkei Mishneh Gimel. Mayon shel noshach kinar. Nado is a many-legged insect. I don't know how you call it.
Centipede.
Centipede, that's right, a centipede. Many-legged insects. So the mayon emanates water this way, this way, this way, this way, this way. So a mayon that emanates water like a centipede in many different directions. Gibovim shiche, and then he dumped many mayim shuvim into that mayon, and then it started to emanate water further, I mean in every direction. So it has a din mayon. Hoyo Aimid Viribo Vim Shikhei Shoveli Mikvel Tayabish Bears. Umayon the Tayaghosho. But it cannot be Mitayabizer. So what's the Pshat? So there are many Pshat in Mishnah. Now we're not going over this Mishnah. But according to the Rambam, the way the Keset Mishnah explains it, and according to the Rosh, so Hoyo Aimid means that when do we say that if Imayon is moshuch kinad like a centipede, and then he dumped an abundance of mayim shuvim into it, and that was mamshich the terrain, you know, of the mayon. So it still has it in mayon only if it's nischa. But suppose it's not zeichel, so then it doesn't have a chalishen mayon. Now let's see Lashna Rambam. That's how the Rambam explains it in Pirush HaMishneh, and this is how the Rambam mentions it in Yerach HaZoha. Perik Tes Milchas Mikvois Haloch Yedalef Mayon Shohoyo Anis Ktanis Nimshochis Mimenu Virobe Olov Mayim Shuvim Lisech HaMayon Ad Shegovra HaMayim Shebamis Vishotfu Harein Ki Mayon Chodovah. Hoyo Meya Mayon Endin, if it's a result of dumping the abundance of Mayim Shuvim, so it stopped being Nischa. It just passed, but you know, like ordinary water, not with special swiftness, you know. Mayon, they pass with special swiftness, even with the effervescence, you know. You see an effervescence in the quickness of their passing of water. But suppose it's ending the veinonim shochin, so the rubble of mayim achimoshkom and ames hamayim haray hamayim shemishuchin shoveli mikve litaya bezber. So I think just the reverse, the pshat in the Rambam. When the Rambam says in Perek Tes Halacha Tes, Mayon Shemim of Yeitzim V'Nimshochem Yishech HaShekis, V'hakein yeitzi min ha-sheikes v'nischoli. So it doesn't mean davke nischol, but it means even if it's nischol. Because it chesed, because then you could say, after all, it is like Mayan Shen Moshach Kinado, and the ribol of Mayim Shuvim, Vim Shichei. So then it has a din of Mayim. So you have to, if it's nisholing, and if the water from the Sheikes goes outside with special swiftness that is typical of a Mayim, so then it should not be shov. So there is a special aloch that since it went through a kele, so then since it went through a kele that has a biskibul, and it was in the biskibul, so mele it's not mechubon anymore, whatever the reason is. It's not, but you see, Reb Chaim assumed that when the Rambam says, "Mayon shemim of yitzim nimshoch nishish hasheikes, v'hakin yitzim nashheikes v'nischol, davke nischol." But if it's not nischol, then it's kosher to be teiver, it means hasheikes. The Chazni says that nischolin means sheikes. Alright, I think that nischolin means nischolin, and it doesn't mean davke nischolin, it's possible. Even in the case where it's nischolin, is possible. Because in the case where it's not nischolin, so then it does not have a din of a mayon. Because like mayon shumosh kinado the gibolov, so and if zoyo imed, it doesn't have a din of mayon. But in the case where it's nischolin, so you could argue it has a din of mayon. So the aloch is over here not. Why over here not? Because there is a special aloch that if the mayim goes into a beis kibul, so then it's mivatl the chibul. It's mivatl the chibul. The rice, the rabbonon, I don't know why, but it's mivatl the chibul. You see, Rishayim say that, the Rosh says that, so the Rambam Shiti could also be like that. Maybe like the Rosh with the Rabbon. In other words, Mayim that are inside a Kele cannot be Mechuber L'cholapoches in the Rabbon with Mayim in the Mikveh. According to the Ravet, so it's Midaraisi. According to the Rosh in the Perush, it's in the Rabbon. According to Samach Tzedek, the shita of the Rosh and the Tshuvas is in the rice. So why couldn't the Rambam have the same shita? Why couldn't the Rambam have the same shita? So whatever you say, the Rosh says so before. Of course, it's obvious that the Rambam shita is not like the Ravid. But the Rambam shita could be like the Rosh. That in order to have chibur between Mayim in the kele and Mayim outside the kele, and the Mayim in the Mayon, and the Mayim in the Mayon, so there has to be actually of, not just constructive of. There's a shita rosh. Why couldn't the Rambam shita be the same thing? All right, that's what I think. I had great difficulty in the Reb Chaim. I went over the Reb Chaim so many times. Every time I learn mikvois, I go over the Reb Chaim. And I never become satisfied with that rabbi. I had great difficulty with that rabbi, more than with any other rabbi. I had great difficulty because the pashtus haloshin of sheikes is not a sheikes bechas. It's not mashma like that. It's not mashma. Stump sheikes means heaven. And if it means bechas, so at least you should say it. All right. So you say the Mishnah doesn't say it, but the Rambam. He certainly expected to mention it. After all, it's contrary to all the pshotim by all Rishayim. So I have great difficulty in that Rambam. But I think that's the pshat in the Rambam. There's the pshat now.
Even though it's a stolen, so it has more of a characteristic of a Mayan.
Yes, so then you should argue.
Then we should say it's what?
Because in case of Nisholim, by Mayan Shumoshach Kinadl, the people of Mayim Shuvim, so Areu Kinayim, if it's Nisholim. But Toyoim Eid is not Kinayim. So even when it's Nisholim, there is no reason to say that there should be a Din Chibur. But here there is no Chibur. Why? Because there is no Chibur, either Rabbonim, as the Rosh says, between Mayim Shebisei HaKele and the Mayim in the Mikveh, whatever. Either Rabbonim, in other words, in order to have Chibur between Mayim Shebisei HaKele and Mayim Shebisei HaMayim, so then you have to have actually, as the Rosh says, actually, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Does it stem with the Ram Shalach in Perigvot, where the
because over there, there is one difference that Chaim himself points out, because the Kele is installed, it's not standing. So there we don't require, actually, the Raivet requires actually Yeruv, even in the case of a Kele that is installed into the car. But the Rambam, in the case of a Kele that is installed in the car, we don't require actually Yeruv. But in the case where the Kele is just put in the mikveh, if it's not even else for self, the Rambam could agree with the Rosh. I don't see any Rambam where the Rambam says to the country. Well, anyway, it's a possible way of interpreting. So, I have great difficulty for a time. I'm sorry that I have to say it, but I can't hide the truth. I think it's very, very difficult that to say that the Mishnah's reference to a Sheikh Shal Charas is a big deal. It's a big deal. And then, Reb Chaim, as he says in Yiddish, Amachzach mit Wissendik, he mentions the Lashon HaRambam, Shinamayim Nisholim Avi, and Reb Chaim himself emphasizes the distinction between Eruv and Chibur, and Reb Chaim knew that there is a machlekes between the Rash and the Rosh on one end, and the Marit on the other hand, as to whether Nisholim can be Mechaber. And most Rishonim hold that they can be Nisholim. The only Rishon who says that Zechlin cannot affect Ashoke is the Marit. I don't know any other Rishon. I don't know.
A Machmer is it?
All right, Machmer Meikle doesn't make any difference. So, why does he make himself Nishvisnik? I mean, he doesn't discuss. Let him at least mention the Shit Sarash, the Shit Sarosh, the Shit Marit. He knew all that. But, I don't know. It's a puzzle to me. Anyway, now, but Matisyo pointed out that from the Maram Rutenberg, it's mashma that he agrees with Reb Chaim. Now let's see the Maram Rutenberg. Kosha Chutzalo, Mayim Sheviyeh Rabbi Sheikis, Tosu, Heviri Al Gabi Sofo Kolshu, Kosha Chutzalo. Dafke chutzolo kosher. Not like the Rambat Nor, that it's even while it's on the limb, it can be tevil, machtim tzneiris. No, only when it passes outside the ring. So the Rosh also says that on the ring you cannot be tevil. But the Rosh says it's the Rabbono. Say Rosh Miyat will be clear. But the Maram Rutenberg says, no, it's the Reis. Daf ki chutzolo kosher. Aval gabi sofo loi, tichsiv mayon ubeya mikve mayim yetoya. Dehaine bikaraki, tili chozeli kibule tumi. Aval gabi kirimli. So, if you ignore for a moment the expression, tili chozeli kibule tumi, what is the Maram Rutenberg saying? Mit the Reis, you cannot be tevil. Machtim is near is on the ring itself. Why? Because Tvile has to be Bikar. So, If, let's say, you have a keli that has no base kibbutz, suppose you put a log of wood or a mat in a mikveh, and then the person who is stay there stands on the mat. So will anybody say that the tefillah is not a good tefillah? Because tefillah has to be bikak, and here a little bit of the tefillah, let's say the feet, are immersed in the mat, not in the kark. The answer is, since the mat is placed on Gabi Karake, so it's like being table in a mikveh that is constructed on the roof of the Sears building. Will anybody say that you cannot construct a mikveh on the roof of the Sears building because it's not the karake? But it's a building that is attached to the karake, so even the roof of that building is also the mayim that are munach on the roof of the Sears building are also munach bekarake. So in that is the same thing. However, if it's a keila that has a biskibu, and then the water, because of the chives of a keila kibu, so if the water enters the biskibu of the keila, then we say the water inside the keila is not munach bekarake. The water that is munach on the mat, that is placed in the mikveh, is like water that is munach on the roof of the Sears building. It is a gabi karak, because the whole building is built, is mechubah to the ground. And the mat, it's not mechubah, it's not installed, it's not knocked in. But as long as the mat does not have a biskibul, some melee, the water and the mat is also made of Basha. If the keli has a biskit, even though the keli is inverted, but it seems it has a biskit, so it has chives. So any water, even on the rim, here I doesn't even discuss the case where it's inverted. Here I discuss the case when it stands with the biskibul up, and the water does go into the biskibul. So, but there's a little bit of water that passes over the rims. But since there is water inside the biskibul, some nearly even the water that is on the rims is not considered munach bekarake, but it's considered munach bekli. Oh, but the question is, why does the Marame Rutenberg inject this expression, Telechozeli Kapuletume? Our Rav Kim, if he didn't put in that expression, that would be the plain pshat in the Marame Rutenberg. In other words, that since the Sheikhes has a biskibu, and then there is water in the biskibu, and there is also water on top of the rim, some melee, even the water on top of the rim, the water that is inside the shakers, is certainly not munach bekarake, because a keli is chives. So it's munach bekarake. As the Rambam says that, ligabe nilu mechatos, so something similar. So in other words, water that is in a keli, that is contained in a keli, that has a biskibul, is not considered munach bekarake. It has nothing to do with Havios and Alditare, because Klei Kibul has a chivas, and when it's inside the Kele, so the water that is inside the Kele is considered munach bekarake. Mimele, even the water that is on top of the rim is also considered munach bekarake.
Last time the Rosh Hashiva explained that even Lagavi Safsal, the Maram Rutenberg would be cholek with the other Rishonim, but essentially it's a Rabbanim, but it's a Diaraisa. And there is no
okay, basic. Okay, okay, you're right, I know. So it's very possible that the Maram Rutenberg, even though the Maram Rutenberg doesn't spell it out in connection with Safsal, but it's possible to the Maram of Gutenberg would say that you cannot be tevil midiraise the Gavi Safsal too, because even though he doesn't have a biskibul, but Safsal is also a Kelim. His Safsal is also a Jewish. Some Mele is possible, I don't know. But certainly Maram of Gutenberg says it in connection with the case of Fakis, where there is a biskibul. Maybe, but I don't know. That would be an extension of Maram Rutenberg. But I don't know. How would the Leisefeld? Maybe Maram Rutenberg would agree in regard to Safsal with the Rosh that it's only Mid Rabbono. It's only Mid Rabbono. But in the case of Sheikis, where there is a biscuit, some male, the water in the inside the Sheikis is certainly not Munabekarki. So mainly even the water that is on top of the rim is not Munabekarki, but it's Munachalgabikli. If it's Munachalgabikli, so mainly you cannot be Tevil. That's the rice. But the question is, why does the Maram of Gutenberg say, Tilichozeli Kapoletum? So Matisyo thought, he means like Reb Chaim. But he should have said it. And then, if he means like Reb Chaim, why does he say Tiny Bikar? So let me say Avi Yosel Bitar. He doesn't mention Avi Yosel Bitar. So it is obvious he doesn't mean Dafke Sheikis and Kaputume. But why does he mention Lechosli Kaputume? He just wants to explain the reason as to why the Torah requires that Tfile has to be Dafke Bikar. Why Dafke Bikar? The answer is because Mikve is Mitaya. So, if it is Bikarke, then it can be Mitaya. Because Karke is Mufke of Kabbalistum. It's Mufke. It's Mufke, it's not what I have to say. So Mele, it can, there can be Tfile, there can be Tara. Mashenke, if it's not Bikarke, so then, whether it is in Ikele, that is Mikabotum or not Mikabotum. But it's not Mufke of Kabbalistum. Some male, it could be Mitaya. He's just explaining the halacha, is the tam, as to why the Torah is makpi, dafka, that the mikveh should be bikar. Why dafka bikar? What's wrong if it's not muna bikar? What's wrong if it is muna b'sechakli? What's wrong? Let's say, assuming the chov is only posting the rabban, there's a shittus Rambam, even Kulesho. So, but to be tevil in Kiel is certainly not. What's wrong with that? There's the top Tzegzeres HaKos. That it mikveh has to be bikar. What's the tam of the Tzegzeres HaKos? So the tam is because mikveh is imitaya. So bikarke, that is mufke of Kabbalah's tumeh, can be imitaya. But something that is not muna bikarke, it's not mufke of Kabbalah's tumeh. It just is not mikabal tumeh. So mele, it cannot be mitaya either. This is what the Maram Rutenberg means. I think there's the pshat in the Mishneh. Now, I don't want to go to the next Mishneh because that will involve us, but I think we discussed the Reb Chaim, the difficulties of Reb Chaim, and I discussed my own pshat in the Rambam. I don't know. I had a lot of trouble on that Reb Chaim, a lot of trouble. So that will be all.
Yes, your son.